Good morning. It is September 15th, 2015. The time is 08:57 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Tuesday morning. And I'm on a walk with my dog friend Max this morning. As you can see from the audio art to this attached to this audio, Max is sitting there as I'm taking a picture of him with the 11th fairway in the background. And it is a little bit foggy this morning, but the sun has risen and it's up about 30 to 35 degrees off the horizon behind me here as we make our track back to the house along the 11th fairway, a normal walk. And I just heard somebody hit a golf ball. I heard a ping of a club in the fog. Wow, that's a hardcore golfer. But we're making our track, and I did a periscope on the same fairway on a walk the other day, because yesterday we were at the dog park, the Rebecca Weissman Memorial Dog Park, yesterday morning about this time. And that was a good trip for Max. And we're getting a early morning walk in and enjoying the stillness of the lower nine holes here on the golf course that is one of my neighbors on the back side of my property. And the fog will be peeling off here shortly, and we should have a good clear day today. Current temperature, according to my wristwatch that had, I recently found that it had a temperature indicator, it's about 55 degrees Fahrenheit. It's on my compass setting that's on my watch. I didn't realize, I've had this watch for about 3 years, and I just realized last week, I guess, when I was calibrating the compass, that, wait a minute, that's a Fahrenheit indicator. There's a temperature indicator on this watch. So it's about 50, 55 degrees. I do have a jacket on, a light jacket. And come on, Max, let's go. And so it's the first time I'm wearing a jacket as we end these last days of summer, as we sort of get going into the fall months. The apples are falling past a couple apple trees, and the walnuts are falling as well here in upstate New York. I think there's a couple chestnut trees I have to check later on the back end of my property, and sort of borders the other neighbor that borders the golf course here. And did you know that you had to have two chestnut trees close together for them to produce nuts? And there's a couple of them right there that discovered here a few years back. Or hickory nuts, I'm sorry. They're not chestnut, they're hickory nuts. I get them confused. They're a hickory nut, which are pretty good tasting, as well as the walnuts once the nut has dried. So, you know, we're going into the fall seasons. The corn is starting to change color. And I also seen across the river on the Susquehanna from where I'm at, they've already started doing the around the border of the cornfield cut, which is usually an indication of it's a test cut, but it's usually an indication that harvesting the field is soon to happen. The noise you hear in the background is the grounds guys here on the golf course. They're flattening down well, it's a mower, it's mowing around, but it's taking care of the greens, patting it down and cutting the grass really short and tight for that little white ball to be putted across it. But I'm enjoying the walk, and I like going on walks with Max because it's a simple thing, but a very enjoyable thing, very relaxing. And I know Max enjoys getting out, getting a good walk. Doesn't walk as much. We used to walk the back hills here of this golf course when he was a pup. And he would go on and on and on. Now we get a good 35 to 45, even 55 minute walk, depending on if we're going through the village, we'll sort of take a little break there and talk to somebody that may be out taking care of their front lawn and stuff to say hi. So enjoying this day, last days of summer here. I think it's the 21st of this month. That's when it's the fall equinox. So But we have a on tap for this whole week, a good slate of weather, no real rain, though we could use it, and just to keep things dry. But it's a little damp this morning with the morning dew and everything. But it's just a nice comfortable morning to take a morning stroll with my dog friend Max here in upstate New York in Tioga County. Yes, that's the county I live, Tioga County, in the southern tier of upstate New York. And I'm seeing some more groundskeepers. They're running around getting it ready. And I guess I'm really enjoying this moment walking down the 11th fairway on the return trip of this walk, is because with winter approaching, we won't have too many walks to get in because of the weather. I'm not sure what type of winter we will have. The last two have been really bitter cold, not really a lot of snow or anything like that, but we get walks in when we can, so these walks on the last days of summer and going in the fall are a premium. So I'm just making a audio benchmark, so to speak, to mark it on the timeline, I guess you could say, using this audio program that's formerly known as Audio Boo. So what's on tap for me for the rest of the day? It's sort of hang out at the house, because the missus, along with her girlfriend and her girlfriend's daughter, and along with my two young adult children, my daughter and my son, they're down in Virginia Beach right now. They wanted to go ahead and go on a little vacation to the beach, and somebody had to stay home and watch my dog friend Max, as well as the six cats, I should say. Jack, who is the eldest of them. And then I recently acquired, I think we've had Lucy and her four, not really kittens anymore, four of them there, for about 3 months now. So that's going fairly well. You know, young cats will be young cats as they go from kitten to being young cats. But they are a real joy, as well as Max here, as far as being part of our family. You know, that's why I call Max my dog friend. He's, I can't say he's my dog. He's his own dog, I guess you could say. I just have the pleasure and the privilege to take care of him, being a provider for him. So I'm sort of appreciating the moment of taking this walk, and it's a good time. It's a simple thing, and I think that's what makes it most special and important to me, as far as having this moment here. So yeah, they're flattening down the tees here, it looks like. They usually do that real early in the morning. They do a good job too, very good job. Yes, there is a golfer. Oh my God, there is a golfer. I've seen, they're over there across the way. Okay, I'm gonna finish this audio here, and you all have a good one. You all live life, have fun. Ciao for now, and as always, peace. Enjoy the day or evening, wherever you may be.